It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for Season 15, Episode 0, titled Meet the Queens. My name is Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by one loquacious co-host. First, from the podcasts Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo, and Breaking Down Bad Books, please say, oh, that's right, we have a drop here that we're going to do. Which drop am I going to do? We're going to do, how about this one? It makes no sense.
Oh, y'all wanted a twist, eh? Come on, Season 6, let's get sickening!
Yeah, to Nathan Patrick Brown. Hello, Nathan, how are you?
Hi, Joe, I'm ready to get sickening with Season 15.
Yeah, Season 15. Now, everybody needs to know, and I don't know if this is really making a case for Patreon or not, this is the second time we're doing this Meet the Queens. And I, you know, usually I'll blame people like Lori or Taylor. This time it's 100% my fault. I was using the wrong mic. Actually, that was a very, as you called it, Nathan, an accursed episode. Mm. You know, we didn't get a YouTube strike. We got a YouTube warning, even though we'll talk about this. We'll tell you what we did. But I feel we were in the right, but I don't care enough to... It was just a warning.
Yeah.
I don't care enough to fight it, you know? But we got a warning from YouTube. And, it was crazy. I just realized we would live show it, too. Anyway, so, yeah, it was crazy. And then we got cut off the feed from that. And then my audio was all messed up, and it was just, I messed up when I was talking about my top fours and whatnot. It was a gross episode.
We just got a bad dress rehearsal out of the way before opening night, that's all.
Yes, and you know what, too? I'm going to say something. Oh, I made a joke that I wasn't supposed to make, and Nathan got really upset, which I've learned my lesson now. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. And then also, I'll be honest with you, I also left that episode going like, that wasn't very good. But not because of you, but because of me. You know?
Oh, I thought you were very funny.
Oh, I haven't listened to it, but thank you. No, you know what it is? And I actually don't blame entirely myself, but we're going to get into this. Let me fade out of this music here. Is I just think I was trying to make content out of a cast, and this is not speaking of the cast. I actually think, and I've talked to friends about this, this is just the nature of Meet the Queens now, mm-hmm. where it's very, the queens are very, very poised and polished and similar. They're the same people. I don't think they're the same in real life, and I think they'll be very different on the show. But on Meet the Queens,
they're boring.
It's like, they're boring. And I think it's because they know it's Meet the Queens, and they're trying to answer the question in the most political, mm-hmm. it's like, you know what it's like? You know when you see a debate and there's like 15 people on the stage in the debate,
yeah.
at least in the US, and they all give their opening statement, and the opening statement is the same fucking opening statement.
Yeah, 15 that's times. What this is.
That's what this was. And so I was trying to make content out of it. And it's one of these things that where like, I feel there were some people like Selena S. Titties that got a bad rap for me. Whatever. But before we do anything, like I said, it's a weird pitch for Patreon. This horrible, accursed episode, we released it on Patreon. I still release it on Patreon. They just get whatever garbage comes out, right? And I go, well, we got to do the good one for the public feed. So if you want to hear that accursed episode where we actually, because we're not going to break down the cast queen by queen on this one.
What?
No, we're not.
Great.
We're just going to talk about it in general, but then we are going to give our placements.
Okay, sure.
And I went through, because guys, I also messed that up too. So I actually went through and I made a list, but I'm going to tell you something, Nathan. I don't know if you consider this cheating. I moved a couple of people in columns, but nobody, The final four didn't change.
Okay.
The final four didn't change, but just like the top 16 and top 12 swapped.
Well, we need to get this right. This is an important historical document.
Yeah, but before we do, you know, Nathan, we have you. You are now the new second chair here at RuPaul's Drag Race.
Moving on.
Yeah, you know, we are going to have a rotating third chair.
Meh.
I know, for old listeners, like, it reminds you of season 9. I asked Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, Taylor. I asked Taylor if he wanted to be the co-host on the premiere. Maybe that'd be nice. You know, the premiere, yeah. A passing of the torch, right? He was like, no, I'm not even being funny. And I know Taylor's going to hear this and pound on his steering wheel somewhere in Clearwater, Florida. He was like, I don't want to intimidate Nathan.
I'm good.
He thinks he's going to intimidate you. He's like, it'll just be really intimidating for Nathan, and I know he's really nervous, and I don't want to do that to him.
Okay. That's very nice. That's very nice of him. But, you know, this is just a podcast between some squirrel friends. It's not – he's not handing over the presidency.
And girl, it's also – it's drag, girl.
It's drag, you know? Girl.
Yeah. And, well, he actually might not come on in the season at all. He thinks that would be inappropriate to come on the season at all because it'll be like – intimidating you with his podcasting prowess.
We can't be seen in the same room. We're like Superman and Clark Kent. Maybe we're the same person.
I will say, and if this person listens, I know this might kind of embarrass you, but you know, I have a podcast that's up for consideration as of this date. We're supposed to know by October 1st, 2022. And now we're going into 2023. I still don't know, but called Evergreen. Mm-hmm. Spotify, maybe original. And the producer on that one is a guy named Charlie Turner.
Okay.
He did an episode of Shady Pines with us. He's going to be one of the rotating. I just talked to him. He's going to be one of the rotating third chairs. Wonderful. You would have died. You would have died.
Did he have his pits out?
He was wearing a tank top. Armpits galore. You would have died.
We need to make this a rule for like every co-host to get the pits out.
Mm-hmm. Right now I'm wearing like a very torn shirt. What? I did not dress up for this at all.
You might need to throw that shirt out. I think it's
Well, you know what it was? You know what it was is like yesterday I was going to sleep and I was changing to go to sleep and I'd just done laundry. And I was like, oh, this seems like a shirt you would sleep in, which you would, but I clearly not change out of my sleep clothes.
You know you're awake
like,
now, right?
I can literally make it into a mask right here. Yeah. The holes are so big, people, I can make it like a mask of Zorro just by lifting my shirt. Anyway. Nathan, how are you? We have not heard from you since Drag Race Dionenda and end of that whole wonderful run.
I mean, I talked to you like 3 days ago, but yes, I'm doing well. Thank you very much, Joe. I had a nice break from drag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. Oh, I just watched this finale of Dragula. Are you watching this Dragula?
You know what? I don't fuck with the Dragulas because I don't like the slimy, messy horror of it all. I'm not into that.
You know, so they were building up this finale like so nobody's business, right? I don't mind saying this because now, and I'm not going to make any reveals, but we're not releasing this till a week after the finale came out.
Okay.
Even for the Patreon and whoever, right? So I don't mind. By then, it's like, you should have known. But I'm still not going to reveal who won. There were three queens. One of them won. Now, typically, in every season prior, the winner, when they announce the winner and she's walking down with her crown and flowers and stuff like that, has a bucket of blood dropped on her, a la the movie Carrie.
Great.
Okay. This is a whole thing, right? Very dramatic. This one, at the top of the show, they're like, we're going to have the – we save the biggest surprise and the most gaggy twist for the very last episode. So I'm like, what the fuck is this gaggy twist, right? What is this big surprise? It was one of the worst endings I've ever seen at any drag show.
Really?
Right? You know how they're usually on Drag Race and even Dragula, they'll do a live crowning?
Yeah.
They literally just, I'm not even joking, a camera went through a hallway, and at the end, there was the picture of the winner, like, the winner is, and they said the person's name, and that was the end of the episode.
That's it. That's a disappointment. That's, yeah, that's not
good.
People
are so angry on the social medias and the Reddits.
Are they happy with the winner, or it's just the reveal is the
booger? Yeah, no, they're happy with the winner. In fact, that's actually why they're angry. They feel the winner was fucked over.
Well,
they feel like, how dare you do this to this winner?
I think the winner can just go and dump a bucket of blood on their head themselves and put it on TikTok or something.
Yeah, they got to do that because it was sort of ridiculous. But, you know, we're not here to talk about Dragula, Nathan Patrick Brown. Mm. We are here to talk about the mother of it all. RuPaul's Drag Race. That's what we're
here. I actually had a question for you, Joe. So
yes, go ahead.
We're moving to MTV this season. Is that a big deal? Because for me, I just watch it on the internet because I'm in Australia. But for the US folk, is that big?
Well, no. I'll tell you what. It's actually funny that you say that because people have been asking me about this MTV move. First of all, my cousin complained to me about it. He was like, they keep moving networks. I'm all... They've moved. This will be the second move. And that last move was like 6 years ago, right? And the other move after that was 6 years before. They moved one time in 12 years.
So it's like, I've seen a few gays on Twitter and that be like, oh, what are they going to be on next, Cartoon Network? And it's like, how does this affect you?
Okay. It doesn't affect you at all. So here, most publications just talk about, they're moving MTV, blah, 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 blah. It's actually a very smart move show business wise because what the reason is, and I read about this in like the Hollywood Reporter or something, like, where they explained why they did the move, and it makes sense. VH1, MTV, logo, all of those are owned by a big, massive entertainment corporation called Viacom. Mm-hmm. And they actually owned by Australian Rupert Murdoch.
We don't claim him.
Oh, you don't?
No, you can have him.
No, it's okay. You're good. So anyway... I mean, he's Australian. So anyway, he owns Viacom, okay? And that's a massive conglomerate. Wait, Weaver Mark doesn't own Viacom. Never mind. I made that up. Viacom was this old man. What was his name?
A separate old white man?
A different old white man who one time I went to dinner with some friends in Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
And he was there with a famous movie producer. They were both old. And this guy was really old. What was his fucking name? No, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox. Viacom was a different old man. I can't remember his name right now, right? And he was so old, and he had these two hot model chicks sitting with them at this Chinese restaurant in Malibu, and they were feeding them. He was like with a bib on, and he was like, I'm like, this is one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, and he can't even hold his soup spoon. A young hot model chick is feeding him. What is it?
I love that.
Old,
Shall I Google it?
I'm doing it right now. Okay. Sumner Redstone. Thank you.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
Sumner Redstone. Yeah. And so, so Viacom's a big company. They own MTV. They own VH1. They own, I think they even own Cartoon Network, actually. It was so funny. And they own Logo. And the reason why they did it is, and it makes sense, is now that they're doing all these international versions...
Mm-hmm.
Now they can have them consolidated because MTV is all over the world. So you can put it on MTV Italy, Drag Race Italia. You could put it on, MTV in the UK, MTV in Australia. They can put it everywhere on the same network. Right? I don't think VH1 do they have VH1 in Australia?
I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. But MTV is everywhere. So as they're expanding the Drag Race franchise, now it can be on one network.
So that just means more shitty international versions. Great.
When you have like a, Drag Race Palau, then you're going to be like, okay, I think we've run out of places. Yeah, we can stop there. All right, so do you have any more questions, Nathan?
We should go over the ground rules again, because I thought that was a valuable part of the Booger episode.
Okay, so we did something on the last episode, which is we established ground rules for this season of Drag Race. One of the ones Nathan failed to establish, but we will say it now, is I'm not allowed to mention Nathan's private parts.
Mm-mm.
We've established that.
Well, just the schlong and the balls area. You can talk about my butthole if you so wish.
No, it's okay. I'll just avoid all the private parts.
Okay.
I'm thinking about running for president.
Okay. Are you really? Yeah. Of Viacom?
Yeah, president of Viacom. Actually, no, it's a gay porn company, so it's Viacom. That is a horrible joke. Hi, everyone. My name is Joe Patanson. You can catch me at the Ha Ha Hut on Lancashire in North Hollywood tomorrow. It's a special. $5. It gets you a drink, though. Come one, come all, 5 p.m. Okay. There's always good comedy shows at 5 p.m. at the Ha Ha Cafe. Okay, what were you saying, Nathan? Okay, what was another ground rule?
So we were saying, like, we're not meaning to be negative, but if we have a negative reaction to a queen, we're going to be real. We're going to say it. We're going to call balls and strikes.
We're going to call balls and strikes. I like that.
We're not coming in trying to be like negative nasties. Like, oh, why do you even watch the show if you don't like the show? We like the show, but we're just, we're critiquing it as we take this job very seriously.
Yeah, but we're not going to be like making this show is the hardest thing that's ever happened to a human being. My marriage is crumbling because I'm doing this show. I got cancer because I do a show. I don't know if we
can control that one.
1 hour a week for, you know, for 4 months, 1 hour a week. I got cancer because of it. And, my husband left me and my mental health is shit because for 1 hour a week, I turn on a microphone. I talk about a show that I would watch anyway.
I feel like you need to get something off your chest. Is this about anyone in particular, or is this just no? Oh, okay, good.
No. So anyway, there's that, and then also we are not going to compare queens in whole. Like we might say, oh, they sound like Eureka, like their voice sounds like them.
Yeah.
Or we might say like. I think there was one that where I made a comparison about something that they did that was something like another queen. But other than that, we're not going to be like, it's this year's Willow Pill. This is this year's Naomi, what's her name?
Smalls.
Right? We're not going to be, this is this season's LaGanja Estranja.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be, we're not going to say anything like Nathan is this season's Taylor the Latte Boy.
Even though I am.
According to Taylor, you'd be very intimidated by his podcasting prowess.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Okay. So now were there any other ground rules? Maybe we'll establish more ground rules as we go.
Yeah. We'll have an evolving document.
All right. Here's what we're going to do just to be safe. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we will discuss the cast and make our predictions, and we'll get out of here. Not a long episode. All right?
Sure.
We'll be right back after this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right. I got to get something off my chest. By the time I finish watching RuPaul's Drag Race 2 times, recording 2 different shows about it, and spending my entire week around RuPaul's Drag Race, the last thing I want to do is listen to other podcasts about RuPaul's Drag Race. But people are constantly saying, do you listen to this podcast or that podcast? And I'll be honest with you, I don't, because I barely have time to record the one that I do. And this sits on my chest. So I have to get it off my chest because I'm like, is this hindering my growth as a creator? So I'm glad I told you guys this, so you guys can stop recommending shows or asking me if I listen to Race Chaser or Sibling Rivalry. We all carry around different stressors, by the way. Big, small, serious, silly. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. Can you imagine if I went to therapy with this? And to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have benefited tremendously from therapy, tremendously. And it's a way for me to work out different problems that I've had. And I've shared those problems with you before. If you have stressors in your life, you need to talk them out. That's how you release the toxicity, is by talking it out. And therapy can help do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. When they designed it to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And by the way, if you don't like your therapist, you can just switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah! Now you heard music this time, right, Nathan?
Yeah, I did.
You know, so after I found out there was a mistake, I was trying to find a way. Did I sound I was not pissed. But I was like, I don't want Nathan to think I'm pissed, but I do have to know if there's a problem. Because Nathan did this on a Golden Girls episode. After the entire show was done, Taylor was like, your microphone was super loud. And I went back and listened, and I'm not even joking. I literally heard like... Gross. And I was like, why didn't he tell me this during the show?
Well, it sounds different when you're, I don't know. You're very intimidating. Like, I'm intimidated by you.
Yeah, I'm super intimidated. I'm growing a person on my chest. I wish people could see this. The holes in my shirt are so big, there is a face on my chest. This is intimidating, Nathan? This is what intimidates you?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, let's talk about this cast in general. We're going to go big to little. All right. Any big takes on the cast? Like just the cast as a whole, the cast of season 15.
I feel like we need to talk about how there's a lot of boogers. From the Meet the Queens, a lot of them mm-hmm. seem a bit dull, a bit boring, a little bit canned. Yeah. Like their responses were not original. Their mm-hmm. presentations were not super astounding. But yeah. There's a few gems in there from what we can see so far. Well, I think we need to acknowledge that there's a few powerhouses in there that are going to dominate story. Because mm-hmm. we've got twins and we've got this Sasha Colby, which is apparently a big deal. And so mm-hmm. I think they're going to suck up a lot of the screen time, whereas mm-hmm. people like your Jaxes, your Amethysts, your Anitras are going to fall by the wayside.
So that's a very good point. It's so funny, though. I could see Sasha Colby knowing how to play the game and playing it cool. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's wisely sort of like staying in the background. You know who was kind of like that? And we didn't – on Drag Race UK, if I remember correctly, I think Cheddar Gorgeous is sort of an iconic drag queen in the UK. And I think that was sort of – she eventually came out and started being more upfront. But like I feel in the beginning she sort of hung back a little bit. You know?
So Sasha Colby is this season's Cheddar Gorgeous.
Sasha Colby is this season's Cheddar Gorgeous, okay?
Right. I never thought I would have heard that. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. So then, which is so funny because isn't Colby a type of like yellow cheese? And then you have Cheddar Gorgeous. I don't know. Anyway, I'm fat. But what I was going to tell you is that's a very good observation. I think sugar and spice are going to suck up definitely for sure. A lot of the energy. What I'm seeing online and from talking to friends, I have not met one person, nor have I seen one comment that isn't being sarcastic, where the people genuinely like sugar and spice. There seems to be a universal hatred among the fans who are on social media and people that I know. Because obviously they have fans. They have a lot of TikTok followers, you know. Mm-hmm. probably thirsty old gay men, but they have a lot of TikTok followers and 13-year-old girls. But it's weird those two types overlap. But yeah, so but I think they're going to suck up a lot of the energy from what I've seen. Now, what's funny is, and people should know, I'm going to reference the episode that was Lost, is I really came down hard on Selena as titties.
You sure did.
And I haven't really changed my opinion. The one thing I will say, and I'll say it then, is it was so boring, this whole thing, that I watched it at 1.5 speed. And so I watched Selena as titties at 1.5 speed, and let's just say it was a lot.
Right? Well, she's already at 1.5 speed, so yeah.
Yes. So I was like, oh, what the fuck is going on with this bitch? But then I saw someone make a comment online. And I thought this was a really smart comment. Not that I now like Selena S. Titties, now she's going to be the winner in my book. But it bumped her up quite a few pegs. In that they said, you know what? Yeah, she's loud. Yeah, she's annoying. Even though a lot of people like her, she's very popular from the Meet the Queens. But they said, she's one of the few that wasn't like everybody else.
Yeah.
Every other drag queen was the same cookie cutter drag queen with and they even said for the most part, they didn't say she was the only one, but they said for the vast majority of them, it was the same drag queens with the same makeup, saying the same shit over and over again. And she was the one of the very few who took it and made it something different. What do you think of that?
I feel like I did say that in our episode, but I'm glad you took that insight from someone on the internet. Thank you. I loved Selena Estides. She was my standout because, yeah, she did have energy. And because, like I said, some of the queens were just so dull in their presentations. Like poor Jax, the one that was talking about a dead grandma. And I was like, this is fucking dire. Yeah. So when she came on and she was high energy, she was talking loud, she was talking fast, I enjoyed it.
And somebody pointed out that's much more of an old school drag queen that she's doing than these new queens who are all just like look Instagram queens and have no personality. And I was like, oh, that's a really good point.
And that's where I'd be worried for Sugar and Spice, because you can be popular on TikTok, but TikTok's a lot of not so much joke stealing, but like the point of TikTok is to recreate viral moments. And so you're not driving the uniqueness, the charisma, the nerve, the talent.
And also be very fast. Remember, we've had quite a few YouTubers. Now, I don't know about TikTokers quite. Maybe we have. But, like, remember this – and don't get me started here. It's fucking Soju.
Oh, no. It's going to be a long episode.
What a nightmare this Soju is, right? She's a YouTube star. I'll tell you, I had a press pass to this drag con, right? And Jay Ellis was there. At the time, he was After Buzz TV's Jay Ellis. And they had all the press in this kind of smallish, like, room. And they would bring the drag queens to us, right? That's what they always do, actually. They bring the drag queens to you. This fucking Soju was there. This is before she was in Drag Race. This is when she was doing Shot with Soju, right? And all the other press people, we were talking to each other, mingling, you know. She sat in this corner with such a fucking, like, sour look on her face. Just sitting there, so unapproachable. And then I saw her later, and she was talking about how, like, she lights up a room. What room is this Soju lighting up? I want to know, what room? What room is it?
Dark room.
Yeah, what room is she lighting up? Is she maybe she's holding a flashlight? Right? Maybe she lit up the room because she did. It wasn't her person. It wasn't her sparkling Soju personality. Yeah. And then I would say this all the time on the show, right? And everyone would be like, "Oh, Joe's so mean to Soju," and then it comes out. She's a fucking, like, predator online.
Yeah. I do love that story.
I don't like... She just sat there. You couldn't talk to her. Sat in the corner. This is visual, but she was like... In the corner. Like a fucking disgusted genie. Right?
I love how we're not going to discuss Robin Fierce or Lux, but we're going to talk about Soju for 10 minutes.
Anyway, beautiful. She was popular on YouTube. She did nothing, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay. Oh, going, and I do want to talk about this sugar and spice. I don't know which one who said it, right? But the question was, I had this note I forgot to mention last time, so I'm glad I get a second chance. The question was, what makes you unique? Okay. It's sugar or spice. I can't remember which one it is. And she goes, I'm really unique. I put pepper on my carrots. I know. She goes, if you've never done that, it's a game changer.
She did a tight five on carrots.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, really, Gordon Ramsay? You're putting pepper? You don't say. You tell me how you do this. You get pepper and you put it on carrots? How are you not a chef?
Do you think sugar and spice sat down together and they said, okay, what parts of our personality are you going to take? And what are you going to take? And this one was like, I'm going to take the carrots with the pepper
story.
Oh,
I was going to do that one. I was going to do carrots. Well, I said it first. Can you imagine that's your personality? Can you imagine that? They're like, you're like, and like, kind of thing. Here's what makes me unique. I take carrots and I put pepper on it. Wild. Here's what makes me unique. I take, don't go with me on this. If you haven't done this, try this. Whenever I want a snack, I take cereal, put in a bowl with milk. Have you tried it with milk? So good. Game changer. Cereal and milk. Yeah, don't even get me started on my secret ingredient I add to my peanut butter sandwiches.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you, but it rhymes with jam. So anyway, so we've talked about the cast in general. We've talked about some of them, but do you have any other thoughts before we give our I actually had a question for you. You know, one of the complaints I saw online was that a lot of the queens have the same, and no one tries to guess why that is, but a lot of the queens have the same makeup, like the look of their makeup, okay? Do you think this is because beauty influencers and drag queens who do their makeup on YouTube now are influencing a whole generation of drag, so they're all looking the same?
Oh, I don't. No, I didn't really notice it, but I assume they were given a directive to dress up in this drag race style because they all had a similar outfit. And so maybe that sort of outfit lends itself to that sort of makeup.
I don't know. I don't know anything about makeup. I don't know if you know that. Oh, that was another thing you guys missed.
Well,
I put on makeup on camera. Guys, this wasn't
amazing. This is an amazing lost episode.
I put on makeup on camera and then YouTube struck it down. So now it doesn't exist. All right. Well, now it's time, Nathan. Let's just do this and get out of here. We are going to give our top. Now, there are 16 contestants. And so we divided up into four quadrants. We're going to start from the bottom and all the way to the top. Now, I didn't do it in a particular order, but I know you did it in a particular order. So why don't you give us the first four queens to go out?
Okay. So first out, I'm thinking Sugar, just because I think they're going to gag us with bringing in twins and getting rid of one of them. It probably won't happen, but I'm just going for it. And then Jax, Amethyst, and Anitra.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. Now, remember, we're going to go back to this at the end of the season, see how right we were.
Right.
Okay. Mine are Irene Dubois.
What?
Robin
Irene
Fierce.
Dubois out first.
Wow. I don't know. Not on order. She's going to be in the first four.
Oh, right. Sure. Sorry.
Robin Fierce. Isabel Brooks. Is that her name?
Mistress.
Mistress Isabel
Brooks.
Remember,
it's a double entendre.
We forgot about that. That was in the other episode. She said that Mistress was a double entendre. For what?
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
So what was your fourth one? I missed it.
Sugar. I'm with you on the sugar. But I don't think she's four. I just think she's in the first four. She could be first. I just think she's in the first four. All right. Your next four, Nathan Brown.
Then we got Lux, Mistress Isabel Brooks, Robin Fierce, and Marsha F. and Marsha.
Oh, interesting. I have Anitra.
Mm-hmm.
Aura? Is there someone named Aura?
Aura Mayari, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Aura Mayari, Jax, and Malaysia Fox.
Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Yeah, Malaysia Baby Doll Fox is in the next four, okay?
Wow, okay.
And actually, typically, not all the time, but typically, it's around here, right after these, where we go into Snatch Game. So I'm actually saying that these eight queens are not making it to Snatch Game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're next. This is now this is the second half now, the top half. Who are the next four to go out?
Irene Dubois, Lucy LaDuca, Aura Mayari, and Princess Poppy.
I have Marsha, Princess Poppy, Selena S. Titties, and Amethyst.
Yeah, you think Amethyst is going quite far, which I do not agree with.
Okay.
I also think in the last episode you had a great point about Marsha. Do you want to bring that up just so the public can hear that? Because I thought it was great.
I don't remember what it is.
About her name?
Oh, let me, this fucking bitch. She goes... I remembered. She says, everyone wants to know the origin of my name, so let me tell you. It's Marsha. There was a show called The Brady Bunch. And there was a character named Marsha, and she was really popular and pretty. And I'm like, well, that's half right. I mean, that is true, but that's not the origin of the name. The origin of the name is there's an episode where the middle sister, Jan, feels that Marsha, everyone just loves Marsha and everyone ignores her, you know? And she, and so she's at a certain point, she's like, everyone's just Marsha, right? Yeah. And that's where the term comes from. And and then you made a Sure Jan joke. And then, but I'm like, well, I mean, you can at least give her the real origin of the name.
Well, and who's asking her, like, what does your name mean? It's like, it's so fucking obvious.
Yeah, well, it has to be a fucking 11-year-old.
Even though it's wrong.
Yeah. You know, like.
Crazy.
It's an 11-year-old going like, whoa, why? But I don't, what's really funny is I'm trying to think here, why would an 11-year-old look at that name and think, oh, that must be a reference to something. They're like, oh, she just said, her name's Marsha.
She's just got a stutter.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to a Malaysia baby doll fox and being, what's the, are you actually a baby doll? Oh, who was the one that said, I've been dubbed the something something queen? I'm like, no one called you that.
I think that was Aura Mayari with the Facetune queen.
Oh, she's the Facetune queen.
Walking Facetune.
And you made a good point, like the... Who would brag about that?
That means you're ugly.
Yeah. You know who's the walking Facetune queen is this Coco Montrese. Coco Montrese is crazy with this Facetune.
Oh, she loves the blur.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway. Okay. And then also with Marsha, I pointed out, and I think this is true. Great look. I love the look. But then we saw a queen that was really pretty in UK this last season. What was her name? Everyone loved her, actually. No one loved her. There was some other girl they loved. Anyway. She kind of had a similar vibe, like the 60s mod vibe. And the problem is that can only take you so far. And then you're like, well, not everything 60s
mod. It gets old.
Yeah. So now we have our top four. These are the top four queens. Who do you have?
I have Spice, Malaysia Baby Doll, Sasha Colby, and Selena Estides.
Really? I have Sasha Colby.
Right.
Spice.
Okay.
Lux and Lucy. Is Lucy the one
I can
from
see
Seattle?
Lucy being up there, but no, Irene was from Seattle, wasn't she?
Oh, is
Lucy's
she?
Lucy's the construction worker.
Oh, that's right. I don't know what she's constructing. Construction paper? Like, what is she constructing?
Gingerbread houses.
You know, she works in the office and she does like the like the scheduling. Accounts payable or something like that. And she hands out the hard hats. Like, do you really see her going out there and like working on like a skyscraper?
No. Yeah, sitting on those bars, those beams for lunch.
Yeah, sitting on those beams, eating her lunch in like a black. And everyone has like, you know, like a sandwich, and she takes like a little stand and puts sushi on it, and she's like, oh, I have sushi. Like, I don't eat carbs. Hey, Sal, did you hear that? This one says right here, you don't eat carbs, right? Hey, you know
she's drinking a kombucha.
Yeah. This one, she's drinking one of them smart waters. I don't know what smart water is, right? Yeah, smart water. I drink a dumb water. What are you trying to say there, right? How about, what do you like on your pizza? And like, oh, I don't eat pizza. What the mother... You know, like, it's... I don't know. Right? They're all Italian now. All right. Nathan, any other comments before we call it a day here?
No. I'm excited for a few of these queens.
If you were a construction worker, you'd call yourself, like, Philip Screwdriver, or, like, you'd make a construction worker name?
Yeah, you would.
You'd make a construction worker name,
You'd at least make, like, a tradie of the season joke or something.
Yeah, tradie of the season, like, tractor, I hardly know her, or something stupid like that, right? Wait, what do they call tractors in Australia?
Tractory bobs.
Are you being funny? I can't tell.
Yeah, no, I'm not being funny. Do you think that, like, the production are also going to rig it? So as soon as she's Lucy LaDuc is in the bottom, they're going to do, like, a Men at Work song or something?
Oh, yeah, it'd be something dumb like that, right? Yeah. Okay. Now I'm trying to think of all the possibilities of songs that she's going to have to sing to and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nathan, any last final thoughts before we call it a day?
Yeah, no. Excited for a couple, excited for a few to impress me, and whelmed by the rest.
All right. Well, no, look, taking one of Taylor's jokes, which I think, isn't that from, like, Mean Girls or something?
Ten Things I Hate About You.
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You. Which is funny because I told a story about someone who's in 10 Things I Hate About You. Where did I tell this story at? Oh, Just Between the Schools. All right. Well, we're going to call it a day there. Thank you so much for listening. Is that how we end the show? Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us in a couple weeks on the next episode as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 15. So, for Nathan Patrick Brown and myself,
sashay away until January 6th.
Thank you for listening to RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/afterthoughtmedia or email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. This episode was produced by Luke Stamen and Zach Birch. Nathan Brown has two other podcasts. The first is Breaking Down Bad Books, and the other is Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo. You can find those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find Nathan on Instagram at NathanBrown90. Follow Joe Batance on Instagram at Joe Batance. Special thanks to these expensive tier Patreon supporters. Alex S. Anonymous. April Pacheco, Astute Girl, Brad Coley, Carter McKinnon, Karina Williamson, Deckhead, Devin McKay, Doofus Maximus, E. Smith, Elizabeth Timmer, Emma, Humble Pie, J. Thomas Plank, Jesse Harris, Lauren Eckert, Lucy Carrasco, Luke Stamen, Mike Yeager, Nicholas Springham, Nikki Baker, Poppy Woods, Ricardo Herrera, Robert NYC, Sarah Yu, Tom Bombs, Travi Cosmos, Troy Anderson, Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragrace. Drag Race.